The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Hey, ba bam bam do, shibi bam bi bi bi.
This nigga just act like the music was playing. We didn't hear no fucking music.
I kind of like that though.
I know,
but the way I came in, it was soulful.
Look,
it was soulful.
I got it. This nigga like pretending.
Yeah, you like pretending too. That's why you're taking acting classes, motherfucker. Don't do that.
It's real to me. It's real to me.
But anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another splantin-tistiferic,
smackety-tastic,
smackdiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to bring back my sister in comedy, mm-hmm. One of the funniest ladies in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. We doing it like that? Yamanika Lord. I said Saunders. Yamanika Saunders. Yamanika Saunders is back in the building again.
She's here with her colorful hair.
I said she here with her colorful hair.
Colorful
she got the Skittles bag hair.
Skittle
uh-huh. She got the Skittles bag hair.
Taste the rainbow.
She came to eat. She came to have a seat.
Have a seat.
She came to me with her brothers on the mic.
The mic.
I like that.
Mic.
I like that. Mic.
I like that.
Yo, should we get splendiferous shirts? We should get a shirt that says splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
I love it.
Splendiferous. That works.
Splendiferous works.
Splendiferous works.
Here, No Need for Apologies. Me and my best friends make up words because we don't give a fuck. Yeah. That's how it happens.
But is that a word?
Splendiferous. It's splendid and difference. Whatever the fuck.
What does differous mean?
Splendiferous.
Splendiferous just it flows. I don't know what
it
means. Yeah.
Differous? I don't think differous is a word.
Of splenda.
Is splendiferous
is
a word?
Active. It's an active. It's an adverb.
So
splendiferous is an informal. And
yeah, nigga, we ain't very stupid.
No,
yeah.
It's a word.
Yeah.
Splendiferous is a word?
Yeah, splendiferous is a word.
You should ask
word.
What it means.
So
I'm dumb.
What does splendiferous mean?
Define
what
splendiferous.
Does splendiferous I went to private
mean? Splendiferous is an informal and humorous term. It means splendid.
Splendiferous. So
yeah,
it's just.
Yeah, okay. It's like.
I like that you said.
Urban
I went
dictionary
to,
version.
I went
of
to
it.
A private school. Only thing that happens in private school is molestation.
Well, on a side note, I was molested,
damn.
But I did not get molested in private school.
You got molested at home.
See what happens when you hit home? Huh?
I mean,
you're
but
throwing darts and you hit
you
the target.
You probably developed at a young age, so
oh,
I mean,
so,
to
oh,
them,
oh,
you're a grown woman.
Oh, you victimblaming my little young body now because I had titties probably, when I was 10.
I mean.
I skipped right over a training bra. I went right to the pros.
And just sucking yeah. on them things.
Just straight to the pros. Like, I knew y'all in school too, man. I was like, when girls had titties too soon, because I was like,
oh,
why am
God.
I feeling these feelings so young? Because
yo.
I was a titty man for a
man,
long time.
Man, titties just made you do like weird shit.
My grandfather embarrassed me one day. I used to like to, because I wasn't allowed to go around the corner to where the, you know, the kids lived that lived in apartments.
Okay.
So
you couldn't hang around apartment people? I was an apartment kid for a while.
Listen, it's a
don't
long
go over
story,
there. Them
no,
niggas
no.
don't own shit. All right? Don't you come in here. You're going to catch that rent that yeah. you're going to catch. You're going to come yeah. back fucking.
You're going to smell like always in the you're going to smell like you yeah. leasing something.
I can only fuck with kids with mortgages. But I'll tell you this much, right?
Kids with leases always got chicken pox and shit.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah. But then we would come. They would come over like once a week or so and they play ball and I had a basketball court
Because you got a house.
Right, because I have a house, and because my grandfather thought I was going to be a boy. Okay. So I had a basketball
game. Even after your titties came in?
Yeah, he was
like, that's their hope.
We used to play. Every now and then they come and play my court. Of course, they had to get permission from my grandfather. So I was out there playing one day, and I just remember my grandfather opening the door, going, get inside here. And I didn't want to get inside. And he kept saying, Kayami, come in here. You got to get in here now. Get in here. And I wasn't paying. He said, get over here, because I see your titties bouncing all over the place. You need to go ahead and get a bra. You need to get one of your bras. You run out here with these little t-shirts. And I was so embarrassed because he said titties.
Pop, ruining the fun. You know how many boys probably went home like, I ain't playing with her no more. I came out here to see them things bounce.
I didn't have enough.
Bouncing around.
Remember? Bouncing around.
Sticking D? You'd be up on you. Oh, I'm going to get the ball. No one even swiped
nigga,
for the ball.
I remember them church, nigga, them church retreats when them girls would put the t-shirt That's over like the mini one Vegas. Piece. When them girls put the t-shirt over the one piece. And the nipples be coming through Bugs Bunny face. Yeah.
You're like, bitch, you ain't hot as shit.
Yeah, you be like, come on, killer. That was her name, a killer. Light-skinned, shiny little joke. She had long hair.
Did you niggas ever say she was dark-skinned with an afro?
I never
put that description in the ethos.
But it never
happened. I never say that.
She was this, she was this. It's like,
You missed the last episode. I said, light-skinned women don't age well.
Yeah, then we went in.
I'm not here. It's not about tearing light-skinned women down. I'm just saying, light-skinned women can be beautiful and things like that.
All women are beautiful.
Every time y'all say a description of a woman, it ain't never no description.
That she wasn't right there. If it was a dark-skinned woman with an afro that was tackling me in a lake when we was on this church retreat, that's the story I would have told. But it was fast-ass, big old titty Akilah, and I was like, oh my God, I love these church retreats because Akilah was stacked. She had the round the way Tupac video one piece on.
I had better than y'all.
What was you?
And even though I kept my V intact to 27.
I mean, Jesus, you just wasting it. It ain't like wine. It ain't like when they got them panties off. They was like, ooh, this thing has been aged well.
Yeah, it's vintage.
They just had to teach an adult how to fuck. You're a whole adult. And they're like, no, you got to take it.
You taking night courses. That's night courses.
You hold the sacredness of your vagina, and you only dole it out to the niggas that are worthy.
Okay, so by 27, this brand new Treasure Island pussy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Right. Okay.
So, but I'm just saying, we were going church retreats, and I went to a white school. So, you know, them white girls be getting down. That's why you niggas be fucking with them. Because them bitches get started early. No. Because they used to do everything but, and they used to think as long as nothing went in their vagina, they was still a virgin.
Yeah, that's called Christian sex.
They be sucking niggas off, taking it in the ass, double fisting, jerking niggas. I watched two bitches jerking nigga on a camp trip. The niggas, he came so hard, his eyes turned into marshmallows, and we roasted them niggas and put them on s'mores. Like, I ain't never seen no hand jobs like that in my life.
Yeah.
So I understand why y'all get out here with these white women, because they train early.
It's Where the hell did this even come from?
Because you mentioned light-skinned girls.
But it was a black girl. Akilah was black.
No,
she was just light-skinned.
I'm going down the nigga repertoire. Okay.
She ain't talking specifically to us. Right, she's talking to niggas.
Oh, so you're doing the Rolodex. Okay, fair enough.
I ain't taking that shit personal.
I had experienced myself.
I had a moment.
You understand? Because I went to white Christian school.
Okay. That's the only reason
and
you had your virginity intact.
Get down.
You wasn't going to let no white dude run up in it. You weren't going to let the first.
I would. Oh, my God. There was
you
a
would have let.
Can I mention his name?
Or don't say names.
Don't say names?
You can say his first name.
Okay, there was a kid named Andy. But, you know, we had to deal with racism. So he had a crush on me. He was one of the popular kids. And he wrote me a little note during math class.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to go out with me? Yes or no. And he was saying, you know, it had to be a secret because they didn't like interracial dating there. They didn't like white, you know. White people different than niggas. They understand they got a legacy they got to uphold. Niggas is just throwing their shit out for genocide.
Oh, okay.
But,
that was deep.
So he asked me, but before it got to me, it got intercepted by his cousin Kim. And she read it, and then they laughed at teasing the whole time. They said, oh, you like that little monkey nigga.
Oh, wow.
So when people say, oh, yeah, I'm only talking about race and blah, blah, blah. I've been experiencing race relationship since I was a kid. Some people don't really experience that until they become an adult, right?
Nah.
To really see it. I done seen the worst of this shit from the age of 5. So all I'm telling you is at the end of the day, nobody gives a hand job like two white girls in Christian school on a summer camp break, okay?
Okay.
If you see two young white girls in Christian school, at around a campfire and ain't nobody a supervision age around, man. And it's a dick out to be had.
They gonna have that dick.
They gonna have it.
Get your dick in line, because them bitches is practicing. They rubbing shit out like they working. You ever see how fast some of them Chinese women make a jacket in when they in the
or
sweatshops?
The way they make them noodles?
Whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever. So that's how Chinese people are so efficient. Niggas waste all kinds of times getting shit together. Chinese people will make a coat in 5 minutes. You tell these niggas they will put everything together. They'll have some type of technique that all they got to do is take the thread, put it in the thing. Do two zip zaps and the coat is all done.
And you
said
that's
string.
What the white women do with the dicks.
4,000 strings. Zip, niggas need 4,000 strings just to get the sleeves on. A Chinese lady with one string long enough to cure cancer will zip in two zip zaps and get the whole jackets, and it won't tear apart for 40 years. It'll go from generation to generation.
So a generational coat, zip zap zip.
That's why I don't fuck with Chinese people like that. They smart. They bums is efficient. You understand? Like our bums is useless. Chinese bums. They Chinese bum is a billionaire. That's how efficient they are.
Yeah.
He the lowest nigga on the totem pole. Chinese people, and you can say whatever the fuck you want. Oh, it's racist. Oh, it's Yeah, this is a great stereotype to have, because I wish niggas had stereotypes about efficiency.
We did all that work during
slavery, and they still trying to act like we lazy. That's what I don't understand. Nigga, I don't have to work. My great-grandfather, he did enough work. We chilling now, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
That's right.
He done told us, take a seat, and I'm sitting down.
Yeah, sit your ass down.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for George Clinton and Funkadelic. Fuck that white.
Wait,
remember this? One, two, three.
Keep your white devil hands off of me. Keep your white devil hands off of me. Keep your white devil hands off of me.
We've been out here a long time.
Yeah.
We've been friends a long fucking time.
Yeah, a long time.
Long goddamn time.
Long ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were singing. Get the teeth out.
And so far away.
Okay. That's right, Luther Van Boxers.
Not Luther Van Draws.
I fell in love with you before the second show. But that's when you know niggas used to go to plays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got time for two shows.
Intermission. I fell in love with a bitch during intermission. Nigga, you know how much these tickets are? You better carry your ass in to see part two of this shit.
Yeah, shit.
That bitch will be here when the credits roll.
He said, you fell for this bitch during the break? Niggas go to the bathroom, you falling for a hoe in
there. No, nigga, you better unfall in love. You better see the bitch in the show.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm liking all this.
You never been with a white dude?
I've been with two white dudes.
Okay.
Since we last spoke. I went from zero to two in a dash. I went from zero to two.
Now I got a boo boo.
You got a boo boo thing.
Lulu the boo boo. I call him Lulu too. Because that shit is hilarious to me.
That's his nickname.
Lulu.
What up, Lulu? He like, what up?
But he's cool. He's shaking. Hey, how are you, man?
Yeah. At first, he was ignoring us.
No, he wasn't ignoring
and he walked past me and Derek like three times, and we was like,
"He egged us a lot."
And then we didn't speak up on it, but then something happened.
You have to have him on here to clarify that. I didn't see that, and I'll tell you something in the very beginning.
We'll bring Lulu. I know that nigga upstairs.
He waiting in the car.
I know he waiting in the car.
Hold my cats.
No, don't do that to him. No, he's a spectacular guy. And like, even if we don't stay together, he's still spectacular. That's the type of dude.
Why you not going to stay together?
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you like, it's everything is conditional.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, aside from everything, no matter what, he's a good dude and he's shown himself to be a good dude. We all have our issues.
He actually looks like a gentleman.
I've been around
your energy long enough and I'm like, oh, this goes, for some reason, I don't want to say that he keeps you tame, but he does. You're a lot less You're a lot more calm.
Yeah, you ain't been
with him in your life.
You ain't been jumping live in
you
a little
been,
while.
You ain't been pulling the wigs off and diners.
You ain't been saying, oh, here go, here
we
go,
haven't yelled at each other in a long time.
Yeah, y'all ain't fought in a while. Y'all may come out and break my shit up if I was talking to a chick. Y'all used to come out. Y'all want some white bitches, huh? I swear, they should go to this. Then move us out the way. Move out the way, Derek. Don't you meet to one of my brothers. You hear
that's,
me, bitch? Because I will snatch the head right off. I'll snatch the hair off your head, bitch.
Something to you.
What's up? And you protecting us. We get it.
Yeah. And it's like, and I always want to look at the chicks just to make sure, like, that they, at the end of the day, it's all jokes coming in. Yeah. But if they cool, they cool, you know. But sometimes I think men and women don't think, and a lot of times these fucked up situations happen is because when, and women are out here at a, let me just pause this real quick and just say, to finish about the Lulu thing,
Lululemon.
In the very beginning, we were keeping it quiet. So we didn't want people to see us together. So if it did appear that he was walking, it could have been that. Let me just say that was in the very beginning of our situation.
Oh, you used to be like, meet me around back.
Yeah, we used to be like, don't go and walk up the street, you know, because we wanted our stuff to be, we didn't want people in our business to fray anything. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But to get back to the Me Too stuff is like, when people put themselves in situations on both sides and they don't think about what could possibly be happening, and I'm just talking about in fooling around scenarios.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking
about, it's very
dicey. Yeah, like there's some things that are very cut and dry. Like this woman was violated. She was taken out of her space. She was, you know, on her way somewhere in situations. I'm not concluding that. But I'm talking about, I see a lot of relationships, and even in comedy, where it's guys and girls, you know, you may see them fooling around. They kind of making out or they doing whatever. And then somewhere along the line, we've all been like, oh, this shit turned into this from that.
Yeah.
But then you feel like you can't really say that because then people are like, well, don't blame the girl. She can
don't
at any time
himself,
say
yeah.
that she doesn't want to. And it's like, yeah, obviously
don't
she can, but
she can take
we
her
didn't
dick
even
out
know
of
that
your,
they wasn't fucked.
She can
you
take your
saying?
Dick out of her mouth anytime she feels.
Right, sure. But what I'm saying is to circumvent some of that, just to get your shit on the right board, be fucking with people that you know. You understand? Or you understand where they are, what they want from you.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of times I see some
you're
guys.
You're saying curate a little better.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you just met this chick. You don't know anything about her. You don't know her background. You don't know what trauma she is. You don't
absolutely.
Know nothing. And now you ready to put yourself in a position where you going home. And then if, heaven forbid, something go wrong or whatever, now you in some type of situation that you got to explain your way out of or into whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's like, just avoid
bro.
That.
That's why you got to have a kid and you teach your kid that.
You know?
Because
and
it's too
about,
late for
but
Derek.
A lot of it is that sometimes the guys that do get caught up in that shit is because they don't have respect in general for women and they don't have respect for themselves. So now you done fucked around and got into some shit because you don't have enough respect to have patience with yourself and say, I got to put a woman through the fire.
What is high?
What is the?
What is learn? What is
higher?
What is learning? What is
higher?
Learning. Keep going.
This, it was almost like an Alice in Wonderland when the caterpillar is smoking that kush.
Yeah.
I was there, and I was in his cocoon. All of a sudden, when you saw the
yeah,
because
you was getting soapboxy, yeah. and your tears was about to well up in your eyes,
because
and then I brought you down. But I still want you to make the point.
No, but I get your point. Your point, but people need to be careful on both sides. But you got to understand, people are lonely, and the hunt is about
the
filling
hunt.
That void. It ain't about the disrespectful of the disrespect of women or whatever.
I'm not on that side. I'm not toxic.
It's
I'm on that
that's
feeling.
That's a
sure,
very
sure,
blanket
sure.
statement. Sometimes you're like, you just don't want to go home by yourself.
No.
And you
no,
like
no.
that feeling,
but
so you're
get,
jumping to
no,
whatever's available.
Don't do that. Because when you get whatever's available, then you all, listen, I'm hungry. I'm going to run to McDonald's. I'm going to eat some shit.
And you
then
may
I'm
get food
a,
poisoning.
And then I'm going to get food poisoning or whatever. I mean, that's you, alleged. We don't want McDonald's to be suing your podcast because we know you niggas barely got 15 cents.
I get it sometimes.
But, you know, and my podcast is doing even less than that, so I really can't have it. So if they do a sub lawsuit where we got to all be in Judge Mathis court together, I'm definitely
right.
throwing
I'm
you
splitting
niggas under
my
the bus.
Bacon, egg, and cheeses with y'all because we're going to go through the fire. If we got to get a McMuffin
okay.
together.
I'm just saying, if
but
you're
I get
lonely,
what you're saying.
Like, wait for that steak. Wait for it. Because when you wait,
But it's hard to teach people patience in an impatient society.
Let's be real about everything that's going on, right? And I'm telling you this as a woman.
What?
From every aspect. Sometimes there's situations where people go home with each other and then a man goes overboard and rapes or violates a woman. He is mm-hmm. completely in the wrong. And then this woman has to spend her time trying to either convince people that this happened because she was cool with the nigga and went home with him. Yeah. And that she did, you know, it's like, then she, so on one end, it's like, you know, women have to also think like, don't put yourself in a situation with the nigga. I'm talking about when it's avoidable. Yeah. Sometimes they're not avoidable. You know, sometimes people get violated and we understand that. But I'm talking about don't put yourself, and I would do this as a woman, don't put yourself in a situation where you running home with some nigga and then next thing you know, I'm gonna put myself on blast real quick.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Who we got to murder?
I had a club person. I won't say owner or whatever, or manager, whatever. This was when I was 23 years old.
So about 40 years ago. All right.
So play yourself. Play yourself, right? Because we all got to get up there. So when you get up there, nigga, I may be ahead of you, but you going to be there. And I'm going to be like, remember the age I was when you said that shit, which was like a couple years ago?
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking around.
We both was eating Happy Meals at the same time at McDonald's, nigga. Don't act like it. We both was digging in that cart and trying to figure out if we was going to get a pound puppy or we was going to get a Ninja
Turtle. I slept on your couch. Your cat slept on my head. I know what the deal is. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. Finish the point.
Now, I was a virgin at the time.
Yeah.
And I had this guy. He was had some level of power over me in the biz.
Yeah.
And he walked me outside one of the clubs in between cars, and he pulled his pants down, and he told me to suck his dick.
Okay.
Okay? And I got down on my knees, and I went, and I pat that nigga's dick at the tip of my mouth. And I said to myself, I said, nah, I don't want to suck your dick.
I thought she was going to bite it or something.
No, I didn't bite it. No. But I was down there. So two other comics saw that because it was a setup to see me do that.
Yeah.
And then they was like, no, you sucked the nigga's dick. I didn't suck his dick. But they're going to say that I did suck his dick. Okay. I went down there where his dick was, and I had his dick at the tip of my lips. Yeah, all of this can be. But what I'm saying is I'm not worrying about my integrity because everybody knows who I am. You understand?
Okay.
And I'm not the only woman, I'm sure, that has been in a situation like that. Yeah. That guy is completely out of pocket for what he did. Do you understand what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Yeah. Everyone's Absolutely.
Everyone's perception about who is wrong or right in that.
Well, some he was 100% wrong.
Well, people are going to also say, well, why did she go outside with him? Why did she get down on her knee? Why did she put his dick? Like, all of these things also, some people are going to make me accountable for.
Yeah.
But no matter what, the perception is what happened to me and what he did and what I did and what other people witnessed and then tried to spin to their own thing. Yeah. I understand being violated like that. Yeah. So I'm never going to be with a woman against a woman who has been violated. And this is not about victim blaming. This is about if you are a woman and you have an opportunity, because some women don't get that opportunity to not be violated. And you think you're with a guy, you go home with a guy that you don't trust, or you're not at the very least have to think to yourself, if I get into a situation, this guy that may be sexual because I'm getting ready to go to his space or he's getting ready to go to mine. Yeah. Am I ready to go there with him or am I not ready to go there? Because I might encounter some nigga that when I get him to this space and I change my mind, he might not be gentleman enough to stop.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so you gotta, even when you know people, sometimes you misread it, but you really don't know with somebody you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And sometimes niggas is grimy and they trying to put bitches on their count list and they trying to do this and do that. And sometimes women are out here trying to do shit too. We never know who doing what.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, knowing yourself that you said, you know what, as a dude, I don't have to go home with this half drunk girl and have no situation that's going to come back to haunt me probably.
Yeah.
Or smart. I'm a girl, I don't have to go with this dude that if I get in this space and he tells me blah, blah, blah. And if you feel unsafe, because sometimes people feel unsafe, some people feel embarrassed, they don't know what to do, they get into a situation they don't know. I'm telling you, if you got to, DM me on IG because I'm always on IG.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a message. I'll try to come to wherever the fuck you are.
That's
I'll help
right.
You
Unless
through
you're
it.
In the bed
because
with Lulu and your cat.
Don't.
You're going to be like,
well, if I'm in,
but
you're
on your own.
If she in Harlem.
But don't let embarrassment get the best of you. Don't let some situations get the best of you and take your spirit.
Yeah.
And I hope that's what people glean. Aside from people going to have a problem with, oh, don't victim blame and old situation, all this other shit that everybody
always
says.
Well, you weren't victim blaming.
We're coming in at the end of it. The point I'm trying to make is I don't want people to get hurt. And that's coming back to y'all. When I stop y'all from these girls, I'm just like, how well do you know that girl? No, but, you know, I'm not.
No,
you're not talking about current. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I
enjoyed it. We laugh at it all the time. Me, Che, and Red Simon, we laugh.
Even the girls laugh at it. And then the one girl, remember the one girl? She was like, you right. Remember the one girl that told me?
No, you chased my chick up the corner and around the street.
Well, she said I was right.
She was like, no, she first of all, she said, first of all, and then we had to hold you down.
Oh, no, that's the other time.
And we had to, you was dragging us up the street.
She said to me, first of all, bitch, as long as you live, long as I live.
She hit Yama. Just first of all, she didn't say anything else.
We had, whoever hit me with a motherfucker, first of all.
Damn. It took four of us to keep off Yam. And it's when Yam was going through other breakups. So she was petting on our faces, drinking, carrying the fuck on. I'm glad you found Lulu.
Don't act like I was out here hunting in y'all
court. He was like always.
We didn't say
face.
He was hunting in our court. Nobody said that.
I went through a breakup with a you know.
I remember you be at the cellar singing. Over nachos.
It wasn't that difficult of a breakup, actually, because
he be singing and crying.
I don't miss him, not even a little bit.
That's good. Good. Lulu done. Yeah. He done. Lulu. Shamar Morgia. Fucking. He done Shamar Morgia pussy.
Yeah.
And now y'all is.
Yami got a groove back.
You got a groove back.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
He done Tay Diggs you. And now you're good. Good for you. Tay Diggs you. There you go. Fun.
Glad to see you happy.
You want new topics?
He takes care of her cats and shit. Nah.
Okay, let's keep talking. Yeah, all right.
Yami.
Yam happy is good. I think I like happy. I think I really enjoy happy Yam.
I do too. Very insightful. Very peaceful. She came to our wedding, took money out of her bra, and threw it at us.
Nobody's ever done that. I didn't throw it at you.
You didn't throw it, but you went, hey, take this. I'm sorry, I'm late.
A spot prey.
It was so funny. You came in and was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm late, y'all, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And I greased your palms good, didn't I?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know these niggas, they just come to eat.
No, I gave him some money.
Yeah, oh, you did? Okay.
I gave him money.
You gave him some of your Jerry Curl juice money?
Yeah, I did give him some of my Jerry Curl. Cash, too. Yep. I gave him some of my fucking spray cash.
Listen,
you hit cash so hard, you gave him some money.
I gave him cash, nigga.
Derek gave him some cash. There's people who we didn't expect to give money.
My nigga.
Yeah. I already, like,
and like,
my wife was like, okay, so we can, because basically you take the money to pay for the honeymoon and pay back for the honeymoon. Yeah. And I was like, babe, we're going to have to eat that. Like, I know my friends. And then some of y'all niggas surprised me. And I was holy shit.
Lucky for you, I was coming off tour. I was like, my man getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what made me go, I'll break him off because he loved his chick.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it. And then his sisters heard it from across the room. His sister heard me flipping dollars across the room. She came, I was like, no, get out of here.
Right. She goes,
oh, they can hear money. My sister's like, money. Fucking...
Somebody over there count money.
They're like hyenas.
Let me tell you something. I don't even know if it's possible for a woman to feel emasculated.
Yeah.
But standing next to your sisters.
Danae?
At one point, I had to lean all the way back and look up in the sky.
Yeah, dude.
They don't give a fuck about wearing heels. She has stilettos on.
Danae don't give a fuck. She don't care. Danae
don't give a fuck.
If I can channel anyone's energy, it's my sister's energy. Because she can give a shit.
Yeah.
No, but
Danae
is my favorite audience member.
Yeah.
Remember,
Good
Good Comedy Theater? Your family was the reason we both killed.
Yeah. I remember back when we did the Raven, we tried to do that Raven table.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Raven table.
And she was laughing and she grabbed Chris Cotton's wife's face.
Yeah.
She laughed so hard, she palmed her face like this. It's so funny. She grabbed her fucking face and then laughed like that. It was a funny shit. Danae don't give a fuck, man.
Y'all did the Raven, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven?
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
There's a Raven, like, base thing in Philly. Yeah. It's called the Raven Lounge.
We tried to do a, I don't know
while
any of
I
it
while I wandered weak and weary.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Over many forgotten lore. Is that how you guys did it? Or you did
never on stage? No.
We did stand up at the Raven Lounge.
Oh, I thought you meant you reacted the Raven.
The name of this spot was called the Raven Lounge.
Yeah.
And me, him, Chris,
Cassidy, Dave were murderers there. Yeah. We used to come in.
And we attempted to do a like a ensemble special, like the Raiders Lounge Volume 1.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to that footage, though.
Could have been good.
It could have been good.
But whatever. No, that's when you came up with the fucking carrier pigeon joke. That's when I was like, who the fuck is Monroe? I was like,
that's where y'all met?
No, I knew
him. We met before that.
But I was like, I started watching.
I want to hear your origin story.
I started watching like, who
the fuck? We done told the origin story so many times, though.
Have we? Yeah, on here?
I don't know. Yeah, just like.
We have chicken soda.
Look at
and
you
whole,
like an old married couple. Yeah, did we baby ho? Yeah, sure, okay.
That's my man, but not only like that. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas think everything is homo. Chris hold Cotton a nigga and act like you fine. Chris Cotton even if like your dick Chris get Cotton hard, it's fine. Like
my dick don't.
No, I'm just saying, just hug a nigga. You worried about all the backstory?
Nah, man.
It's your boy.
Bro was my homie, man. Yeah. I start from here.
I went to college gigs with you when you had that little fake ass manager.
Fake ass manager with the 3-piece suit
eating fucking chicken wings.
The nigga didn't drive nowhere. I drove every gig.
Derek would drive.
Derek drove because Derek brought me on the road with him one time, and I was in the back seat, and so was and his manager was in the passenger seat sleeping.
Yeah, I'm like, Boomer don't do shit. He did nothing. Boomer didn't. I'm saying his name. Boomer didn't do anything.
You still cool with him?
That's I'm still cool with him.
Did you ever bring it up? Like, nigga.
Brother? He a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you met him at? He said
he was my homie from fucking Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this
niggas
okay.
used to clown me. I used to pull up to the open mic in fucking comics, and Smokey Suarez was like, how the fuck you an open micer with a manager? Niggas used to go. This nigga doing open mics with a fucking man. Get the fuck out of here.
And Smokey will gas you.
Yeah.
But no, Ro, I put you like this. The Philly story is a Philly story. But I knew we was going to be homies forever. When I moved to New York, I called him. I was like, it's up here. He was like, give me a week. The nigga told his mom, packed up all his yoke, just come pick me up. Just let me stay in there. I was like, all right, I guess. And then I came up. He slept on a recliner for a year. I was like, all right.
Like, up here like Dracula, nigga.
I was
and
like,
I would
it's
dip
up here.
Whenever he had little bitties over, I would dip. Sometimes I would get the spill off.
Yeah, no, it was,
but I
yo,
respected
come up here.
It.
I was like, it's up here. And he was like, that's all I needed to know. Yeah. He said, it's all the fuck I needed to know. Yeah. I was like, hey, it's up here. Because Philly, it's done for us. I was like, it's up here.
There's nothing in Philly. No disrespect to people who still do comedy in Philly, but I mean, if you want to do something with your career, you have to go.
Yeah, and you could, and people make the commute from Philly to here all the time.
But it's not about the commute. It's about being up in here. Like, I have ebbs and flows of my career, but the only thing that works for me here is the fact that, like, I'm here. And you can continue. You can always work on your shit here. You can always be seen by Comedy Central, fucking Netflix, whomever, because you're in the shit and you're doing it. You know what I mean? You know that?
Yeah. How that happened for you.
Yeah, like if you if you go back,
right.
You're taking yourself out of the conversation. You always got a shot here.
I'm saying to people is cuz I think one of the things for 2020 is like no more excuses, although I've made an excuse this week to continue to smoke even though I said no more smoking in 2020, but next week.
You don't want to quit yet. You have to want to quit.
I really do. But that's another story.
We can talk about it. I quit fully. But I wanted to. Because it fucked with my mental. Like, I was getting, like, I was real moody.
I meant cigarettes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about weed. No. Never mind. Go ahead. And stop smoking cigarettes in general.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, aside from that, to alleviate excuses, like, even if you can't be here full time, because some people's like, well, I can't be there full time, so why even bother?
Yeah.
Whatever you can get it. Yeah. And, you know, it's like when I became homeless out of nowhere, and I couldn't tell my family because their first thing was like, they were like, you would have to come home.
You failed. Come home.
Yeah. You know, and they'll take care of me from there, but I didn't want that.
Yeah.
So I bounced around from, you know, couches and sleeping on a train sometimes and stuff because I just didn't want to live. Like, back in, I didn't want my life to change. I wanted to continue to work. And a lot of it was like, you feel low at those points and all that stuff. But I did whatever it took to stay here. But even if I had to go back to Maryland, which I'm glad I didn't, I would have been trying to find a way to get here. So let's, like, alleviate as much excuses as we can.
Absolutely.
And just work for what we want. you know, and have the goal set. And I'm learning that, and I'm where people would consider to be middle aged at this point.
What?
And I'm still, yeah.
How
I'm
do you?
Still, that's neither here nor there. People know. if they listen to the right things, they'll know. But don't believe everything.
She's like, I remember the original voiceover actors for Scooby-Doo.
I actually do. Yeah, they're all Facebook friends. But, you know, it's life. You know, you get hit. You guys got rocked a lot by loss. A lot by loss. I experienced epic loss. You know, half my family's gone that I fuck with. You know, my grandmother and grandfather raised me. They're not here.
Uh-huh.
Lost my other grandmother years ago. But, like, it's just pretty much like, you know, my mother and my aunt, who I speak to constantly, and my aunt has special needs. And I sit and I wonder, and I'm like, you know, like, what is life? Like, what's happening? All these dynamics from when I was younger changes. And it does change as you get older. Like, life doesn't stay the same. You're going to lose people. You're going to grow yourself. You're going to lose parts of yourself. And you have to just be open to those things and try to get on top of it as soon as possible, because time is not on your side. But even the same thing I told my mother the other day is, like, no matter how old you are, you have things that you want to accomplish in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you keep telling yourself, oh, you know, the age, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because there are people at 60 who are becoming a politician for the first time.
Yeah.
Or who made their first, look at the guy from Amazon. He's like in his fucking 60s and he's a billionaire in his 60s.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, get your shit.
Yeah, absolutely. We all about getting your life together on No Need for Apologies. No need for apologies is don't apologize for what you want in life, motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Go after that shit wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
That's what the passing of Chris kind of made me do. It made me look at what I'm doing in my life, and like if I'm pursuing it like for real, or am I just kind of waiting till I accidentally slip up into it? And a lot of people learn, like, they don't, I won't say a lot of people, but I know people who like think like that too. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it'll happen, but what if it doesn't? Because the only way it'll happen is if you make it happen. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens by mistake.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Everything, you see people and you're like, how the fuck did so-and-so get where they at? Well, things happen.
Yeah.
And you got to make it happen for yourself. I would have never thought by this age I would not have been one of the greats in comedy. However, I don't have my name up in the roster yet because there's not enough exposure there. But one day it'll happen.
But you in the streets.
Yeah, you
in the greatest in the streets.
Work in the streets.
Yeah.
You one of the greatest in the streets.
Thank you, my brother.
You're the greatest.
Thank you. And you guys are too.
That's what they've been saying recently. They've been saying.
I don't even pay attention. None of that shit affects me.
I mean,
no more.
It don't really fuck with me.
Here's what I need.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what y'all saying.
Yeah.
But this is what I need.
Word.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Chris's passion, I just, it's just all about drive.
Yeah.
I've never known this before. Yeah. I've never known this feeling being fueled off heartbreak.
Yeah, man.
So that's what it is. You get on the mic because it's like, this is what me and him did.
Yeah.
This is what me and Chris used to do. Yeah. All right, pussy, I'm going up. It's a gospel show.
Yeah.
I'm going to work clean and see if you can follow this shit. That's what we used to say on the way to the show.
Yeah.
Or, all right, you know what it is. We in Trenton. Hood-ass crowd. What you going to do? What you going to do? All right, I'm going to go up, tie that fire, see what you can do. Follow this bag of dick junk real quick. We used to go.
Yeah.
We went to the blood baths together. So now I'm like, oh, all this shit is a blood bath to me.
Yeah, that, but also
I'm getting on the stage for just
Chris had a lot of ideas that just never got an opportunity to like make it to a bigger scale. And I'm like, that's what it is. It's about getting all this shit and here out there and giving it, because that's your equity. Like, we all talk about, you know what I mean? We all talk about invest, the thing, especially with entertainment, the things that you create are your investments for your future. For your wife, for your kids, for your mom, all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The more you create, the bigger the chances you have of making sure that they're all right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all I worry about. I'm like, right now, I just worry about that. I'm like, I don't even have a kid, but I'm like, what will take care of my kid when I'm gone?
Mm-hmm.
I think of that with stand-up. I think of that with acting. I think of that with, like, creating shit. I go, I have to do these things so 20 years from now, they can look at that check, or they can get something that's paying for college, paying for braces, all that shit.
Yeah.
You already think your kid's teeth going to be fucked up.
Nigga, my teeth was fucked up.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, look at these shits. Invisalign fought hard.
Oh, I forgot I was on camera the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. But, how about that? But yeah, you look dope. You look soulful. Look like, you're like a Tony winner. Uh-huh. You won 4 Tonys.
Like an EGOT. Definitely yeah, got an EGOT.
EGOT feel with EGOT the glasses yeah. And all the colors in the hair. So it's fine. The aesthetic is nice.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's hit a couple topics just to get my take.
All right, get your take. All right, well, you know, the model who raised $100,000 selling nudes for Australia, that was funny. Massive crowd.
Who's buying nudes when there's the internet? You can just go to...
But she did it for Australia for the burning animals.
What'd she look like?
Yeah, but I'm saying no one bootlegged these nudes. Ain't like one person was like, yo, I got these nudes love, for you.
You got to pull up on, what's the white girl look like? That showed her titties for the crispy animals in Australia.
Yeah, because she better be stacked up.
I think she's just a blonde chick.
Once you said her. Australian.
There you go. Hey, y'all. How mad are you right now? Yeah. Get mad. I'm just fucking
around. Sorry.
No, somebody would give her $10 for nudes.
I wouldn't want to see her nudes. You need
Botoxy lips, but she
but
did
how
it for
many
the
people.
You
need is some that? That's 1,000 people, right?
She made over 100K selling nudes for $10. Yeah, so that's more
that's
than
that. That's not bad. No, it's not. It's more. It's 1,000.
1,000 times 10 is, that's 10,000, so it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, niggas are perverts.
Yeah.
Can I see what her rest of her body look like? It doesn't have to be nudes.
It's like, it's just plastic surgery stacked up. She's like a Barbie doll a little bit. I saw the nudes. Not the nudes. I didn't say it.
You saw the nudes, man.
I didn't see the nudes. I saw her regular
would
body.
Would you pay $10 for the nudes?
Absolutely not. You're out of your goddamn mind. No.
Nigga,
no. Oh,
I will not.
10,000 people. It took me that long to get it.
Yeah. Pay to see the
look,
news.
That's what she like.
Now bring up a picture of a Barbie doll, a naked Barbie doll, and put it right next to her.
It's about the same.
It's the same. Nigga, watch.
Where's her nude at? Is that it?
No
he's about to bring up a picture of a naked Barbie doll. It's the same shit.
It's the same shit. But basically, good for the crispy animals. And, you know.
What is she going to do with the crispy animals?
I don't know. Like, it's just putting the fires out. Oh, but you heard they charge.
Why take $100,000 to get rid of the fire?
No, that's just toward, you know, healing shit up.
Somebody
run that's same shit.
That's the same shit.
The same thing.
Look at that. Boom. That's all you could have.
I'm sick of y'all.
They raised $100,000 for fucking Australia burn up ass animals. That was
so
sad, the koalas was all burnt the fuck
so
up.
So they burnt. So what are the $100,000 going to do?
They're I don't know. Put a piece of the fire out. $100,000 worth of water to put the fire. I don't know. What you gonna do?
That's what I wanted to get down to. Are you looking it up too? Like
no,
to see
I'm,
what the money
I'm,
went
all
to?
All I'm saying is this. And there was refugees because people got their houses burned down. So that could help toward maybe one person.
Because
to
they still got the aboriginals and the aborigines and all that
all
shit
that,
out there, right?
They don't give a fuck about the tribes, but they give a fuck about all them white people
yeah,
in the lake.
Like the,
in the middle
the
of the
aboriginals
fire.
Is out there burning up. They're like, but the koalas.
I did not see. You mean tell me. They didn't show none of the people getting burnt the fuck up. It was just that. They're animals. 500 million animals. What about the people that lived out there? You ain't say shit about them yet. Did you get them out of there?
I'm thinking like maybe she just got a bunch of skewers. And then just was like, look, can't let this good meat go to waste.
Oh, no.
I can't.
And they eating kangaroo steaks and
hold
shit.
On. No, there's one I wanted.
Oh, look at that.
Look
he's
at
so
that.
Cute.
They gotta,
what is it?
They helping the animal. They burn up. They got to get them back to life.
Man.
See that? Burn up.
Look at that. They help animals way quicker than
Yeah, man.
Me.
I saw a koala. They gave a koala a job at Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So how did the fire happen? This was just like a brush
like
fire?
Like 21 people got arrested for deliberately setting fires in Australia. That was one thing.
That's what, oh, shit.
Yeah. People were setting fires.
Can we move through?
So
these?
The people
oh, yeah,
the fucking, but this is how we cover the topic, John. You just not interested.
Read
in
one that you want to do.
Burnt
we'll do
up
that.
I want to
Australian
two
animals.
2 and 3. All right. So massive crowd gathers in Tehran for the funeral of Major General Qasem Soleimani after Trump's extrajudicial killing. What you feel like? We at war, bit? You think
hell
we at war,
yeah.
Boop?
Hell yeah. If the Prime Minister of Iran did an interview and he said, as cool as a cucumber, as soon as we get all the facts and on the time we determine, not our time, on the time we determine, we gonna take equally proportionate actions.
So.
So, and he said, and we will let y'all know we did it.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that that means, I mean, I hope, you know what I'm saying, but as long anything that avoids us, go over to Trump's crib. You know where the niggas.
Oh, everybody like. Yeah, go ahead. Do what you gotta do, man.
Like, if it ain't him, whoever advised him, go deal with them. Leave us alone.
You see what the fuck we're dealing with.
We already got... These niggas don't even want us to kneel over police brutality. So you know niggas ain't... Niggas is up for grabs, is what I'm saying. Like, if an Iranian nigga come here today and, like, say two or three things to me that don't even sound right, nigga, I'm on board with it. Okay? Because white people have not gained any loyalty from us. We've been dying. We were slaves here. We done died. They won't give us our 40 acres and a mule. Cops
Do you really want
us.
A mule now?
A mule is like a navigating truck.
No, it's not. A mule, nigga, don't give me a mule. Give me a 40 acres and a Tesla.
Well, y'all can argue about that, what, yeah. What and how, what the equivalent
the mule
of
is a metaphor.
Is what
I know what the mule
America.
Is, but what if they really give
but
niggas
all
mules?
All I'm telling you is... If somebody from Iran come here and ask me any type of loyalty question, I don't have a loyalty card for America.
Oh, all right.
Okay?
But you do have a loyalty
card
for America.
Listen, to the extent of which I will pledge allegiance to something that I don't want to fight for?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
When people talk about, I'm not for war. I understand people have to go to war. Sometimes war is unavoidable sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not naive, but I'm not for war. I'm not for any of these things. So whatever this drama is, and now you got to, because people, if they just recklessly decide that they want to get back in America, innocent lives are going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
They went in and they extricated this dude. This one guy, and I think he was the only casualty or whatever, go get the equal, whatever the level of whatever from y'all that's over here, go speak to them. Don't involve America and the citizens here. It's like nonsense. All
but
these wars
are
started
without. But
that's
what we do over there, though. We go and we do drone strikes and all that shit.
We don't do shit.
You
they
said
do shit.
Oh, you're saying they're U.S. Army.
I'm for the troops. I'm not against Army. I'm for the troops. Yeah. I'm for all of this stuff. If you fight to keep America safe and whatever, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Now, when we start to get into some of the intricacies of how we go about it,
yeah.
That's where I start getting a little dicey about what's what. But I understand we need a military force. There's nobody needs to be against the people that put their lives on the line for us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Right now they're not being, but they're being, they have to be governed by someone before they go to fight. And the person that's governing them right now is not doing a good job. I wonder why? Because he has absolutely no skill in being in any political power. No people trained to be generals and going through combat and have some. He has nothing in his resume that aligns him with having any thought on how to move an army. And here we are giving him access and sure people go, well, he's just the puppet behind us. But no matter what, whether he's the puppet or he's the master, he is taking on the responsibility of being the person that got us to this place.
Yeah.
Where we have to, what did I text you? I got to be careful. We are on red alert. We don't need to be. We have enough shit going on as citizens.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't like that we go to some places and we attack their poor and we play chess games with their children and their women and stuff like that. But we have to also remember that America is the land that when it comes time to protect and they say women and children, they not including anything but white women and white children. Let's keep it real. So niggas always trying to jump up in the front line and protect America. And then so you all those soldiers that were lost in World War I, all the soldiers that were lost in the Civil War, all they did was come back to a land that treated them like an animal or less than human after they did all that fucking fighting. For what? What are you fighting for? So that you can be in the same bullshit you been in? Motherfuckers acting like you less than human. You got to justify who you are to every white person that encounters you when you black so they can know you a good nigga that's not gonna hurt. Like, this is too much. And you want me to get involved with some Iranian? No, go do that nigga. So if they come to me and they ask me what's what, I'm going to be like, here's my manifesto on what the fuck problems we got. So when y'all get y'all shit worked out, see if you can show them this shit so we can work some shit. Because I don't, they ain't gave me enough to be fighting for no shit just so I can come back to being treated like a fucking slave.
That's right, boy. This is a new Jack City.
And all the views expressed... And you notice how quiet these they got.
You had to say, I'm not going to break up with you.
Careers is on the line.
No, that's not even that.
But that's why I don't have no career now, because I be speaking. I'm going to do like every other black male comic. I'm going to marry me a white woman and pretend I don't know shit either so I can get a show.
That's right. You better rattle them cages. I was only quiet because you was talking.
You was in your zone. And we was like, all right.
You know how many times I've sat on stage in white audiences, fuck the police. I'm fucked up just like you. Huh? They don't like me. They like you.
It doesn't make us villains. It doesn't make us villains because we say that. It doesn't make us unpatriarchal.
We're vigilantes.
Because we say that. It's the point you're making is fair begets fair.
Yeah.
And before, sure, we're American. We can't change that. And obviously, we have allegiance to America because we're American citizens. I love this soil. I love this country.
Yeah.
But let's also remember, I navigate myself through this land of the free with a lot of chains.
Yeah.
I don't have the freedom some people have. Cops being called at the behest of some white woman who's confused about why black people are in her neighborhood. And then I got to show all kinds of identification and make her feel comfortable. And I fucking live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? We don't. Why are there police officers? You see them attacking little black children and beating them up and slapping them around. You don't see them doing that to no little white kids because somebody would say something. Let's talk about a movement, which is Me Too, which is started by Tawanda Burke, because black women weren't being recognized for the sexual harassment they went through. And then the movement doesn't become anything until Alyssa Milano says Me Too. And now it's a white women's moniker for whatever the fuck they going through.
I think it
through.
Was Ashley Judd, very half-assed
whoever,
actress.
Yeah, no, it was Alyssa Milano too. But what I'm saying, I'm not saying that there's a negative to them. I'm just saying they just referenced it, but nobody gives a fuck. There's 70,000 women of color who are missing from America to sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Don't nobody say nothing about that. I don't feel protected in this country as a black woman. That's just facts.
Well, we got
so
you.
Whatever my spirit is, however, black women get, black women got an attitude. Black women rude. They talk. They da-da-da-da. Yeah. Imagine being a woman and having to take care of yourself. You don't know who the fuck the villain is. So yeah, that's why I talk like this.
Word.
That's why I act like this. And because I'm like this, you don't get to then try to judge me for what the fuck I'm going through because you don't have to experience it. And then tell me I need a personality adjustment. I don't. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, fucking man.
And amen again.
And okay, then I don't know what was up there just now.
The article that you was bringing out, sex trafficking, true victims.
Oh, yeah,
black
beautiful. Thank you.
Vulnerable.
They don't even want to put a black baby in the thing.
That's a black, that's
a
blackish
baby.
That's a brown skin baby.
Yeah, that's like a Filipino baby.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, Sister Soldier,
you got
a novel
project
coming out.
Yeah.
You got a new book. Is there a book we may need to subscribe to?
No, you can catch me.
Is there a protest you're going to be doing comedy at?
No, you can catch me doing stand-up across the globe.
There you
and
go.
That's what it is. And the fact of the matter remains, I'm glad I was able to say this in a comfortable and safe space.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
What happens is, especially like a lot of white guys, they fucking like my stand-up or whatever, or and then they hear me on some podcast where I'm you getting the real side of what's going on, and they're like, oh, here she goes complaining. Oh, and then all of a sudden, it's like, you can't laugh with me and then not want to also hear my story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand? And I understand it's exhausting to talk about race. Sure. Imagine, I don't want to talk about this shit all the time. Shit.
That's
maybe
right.
I want to talk about Taylor Swift's new album. But I ain't got time for that because I'm in these streets hustling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Yam is being humble, but she's also going to be in the movie Ma Part 2. Octavia Spencer gave her the role. It's going straight to Apple TV Plus.
On BET Light.
It's on BET Digital, Ma Part 2.
Sponsored by Tyler Perry Studios.
Yeah. It's filming out there.
I swear to God, God, my love, you're going to have your own street name in 3 years. Too. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I already got my own drink at Stand Up New York.
What's your drink called? The Yamanika?
It's called the Yamanika.
What's in it? Hopefully it's something you drink.
Yeah. No, it was because I like, they used to call it sex something. Make me
sex.
Give me
on
sex.
The beach?
Not a sex on the beach, but like something like keep me coming or something sex related.
Yeah.
And but I like the ingredients in it, so they just call it the Yamanika. So.
Oh.
And ladies and gentlemen, just for my own pleasure, this is basically a sequel of Yam Part 1.
Yes.
And hit the clip. I think we got the clip.
Pork grease up in my skin because my shit, because that's what they don't tell you about. That's what they don't tell you about vegans. They try to act like that shit's so damn healthy, but all you niggas got to use Noxzema because your shit is falling out.
You need pork grease in your fucking skin.
Do you got pork grease up in your skin?
Everything that I say has to be fact checked. Do you understand? Even my
pork
rant.
Grease in the skin, and that this is why
and
she's
Noxzema
the best.
And Noxzema needs to be sponsoring changed? This show. Get on Noxzema and Noxzema. Tell them. Because let me tell you something, they need a male fan base.
Okay, all
right. Because there's a bunch of bitches in Nigeria right now putting bleach in it so they could throw it over their skin and get light.
Oh wow! Wait,
Noxzema don't make you light?
No, it doesn't. But that's why I said they threw the bleach in it.
They threw the bleach in it?
Wait, Noxzema.
Like there's
got
pork and Starburst,
now
there's bleach and Noxzema?
No, I'm just playing. See, I can't even have a joke.
I'm joking with you back.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
there's pork in the Starburst. So now they got bleach and the Noxzema, child.
Can you imagine I label all of that on women in Nigeria that they doing shit like that? You know that shit can't even be real.
Rub pig lard on your
face. Right? Am I not right? Rub
Why?
The pig lard.
Why?
On your face.
And that's it.
I feel like that'll have you smell like bacon.
And that's it.
Yeah. And
so with that being said, Yamanika Saunders is the best.
I love you guys.
That's Monroe. Tell him your name.
Monroe Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines. Rub pig lard on your face.
Yamanika, where your plugs at? Do
your plugs.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the end, but plug it anyway.
I'll be at the Las Vegas Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
The 21st through the 31st. I'll be at Vermont Comedy Club. I think the 19th through the 17th or whatever through the go to their website, and you can also catch me actively on this season of Laugh Mob Laugh Tracks.
Dope.
I got two sketches of my
two
own
sketches.
Personal episode, and just want to ask y'all to keep me in prayer, but only if you know the Lord.
Word. Oh yeah.
What if they don't know the Lord? What if they just
I do. I know. Me and God still got a cool little relationship.
Yes.
What if they like, I heard of them.
And you can also check out my podcast, which is Rant and Raven with Yamanika and Friends. But
Rant
these days
and
it's
Raven.
Just Yamanika.
Yeah, you just do it by yourself now?
Because I got to get you guys on. I've been bad with scheduling.
So good.
I have to get an assistant. I got to find out how Marina Franklin gets her assistants, and I need one because I need somebody to get on top of guests because I don't remember that I need a guest until the day of the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, well, hit us up.
Hit
I
us
will.
Up.
All right.